Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
This week, we learn that Ireland has gone backwards in its attempts to achieve its greenhouse gas emissions targets, according to an updated analysis by the Environmental Protection Agency. Now, at a time when we are exceeding our agreed ceiling in almost all sectors, the government is in discussions to reinstate a flight service between Dublin and Derry, despite the fact that it was scrapped in 2011. But are domestic flights a crucial element of rebalancing regional development, or simply unnecessary, given improvements in the national road and rail network? Well, a little earlier on, I spoke to Charlie McConlogue, Fianna Fáil TD for Donegal and Junior Minister for Tourism and Sport, and Paul Murphy, People Before Profit Solidarity TD for Dublin South West. And I began by asking the Minister for the latest update on those government attempts to reinstate regional flights between Dublin and Derry.
Yeah, it's a commitment in the programme for government, Claire, and it's something I've been working on over the last number of years because it's a really important connection in terms of regional connectivity and really important for the North West. Derry Airport, for example, gets 40% of its passengers come from Donegal, and we have a really, really strong, vibrant region. But it's important that we have that connectivity to Dublin and also the connectivity that brings also to internationally. Obviously, I mean, we've been seeing post-COVID many, many more different types of jobs, people living now in rural areas, but then we're seeing that in Donegal, sometimes having to travel to Dublin maybe for a day a week. And also really importantly in terms of the businesses, the international businesses we have in the Northwest, and we have a really strong international, over 4,000 IDA-based jobs, for example, and many IDA-based companies in Letterkenny. For that international connectivity, it's important in terms of maintaining, or for that business, it's important in terms of being able to maintain that business, but also to attract new business in that you have that connectivity, which Aer Lingus bring. And that's why it's been really positive. And I welcome the commitment from Minister Dara O'Brien to move this forward, and indeed the commitment of the Taoiseach towards this, where we're engaging through the Shared Island Unit as well.
And it's really important that you have government commitment, because despite the demand that you say there would be for it, it wouldn't be commercially viable. It would be a public service obligation route.
Yes, and the assessments are ongoing at the moment as the level of public service obligation which would be necessary to be able to have the route operational. That's something Minister O'Brien brought a memo to Cabinet on a couple of months ago. The work was ongoing, and the objective here would be that we could have the route up and running by the end of next year. And that we had the Dublin-Derry route in the past. It was quite successful at that stage. Obviously, the economic downturn led to its discontinuance. We have a really good, vibrant airport there in Derry, which has routes three times a day, for example, to Heathrow and also to Glasgow. We also have Donegal Airport in the west with twice daily routes to Dublin and also flights to Glasgow. But those airports are almost two hours apart. And certainly it makes a lot of sense that we leverage the airport infrastructure we have to give that extra connectivity, which would be so useful and beneficial to the region.
Yeah, because you mentioned that people in Letterkenny would want to use this service, but they have the Donegal-Dublin service.
The two airports are 2 hours apart, so Derry Airport itself serves a very significant region. Derry, of course, being the fourth largest island or fourth largest city on the island after Dublin, Cork and Belfast. Mm-hmm. So there's a very significant population there. And particularly in terms now of integrating the island, integrating our two economies, it's really important that we have that level of connectivity because, of course, the roads infrastructure to the northwest is something that is not up to optimal standards. There is a single lane traffic road from the border all the way to Derry and Donegal through the A5. The Irish government have made a significant commitment of €700 million to contribute to the A5 dual carriageway. That is, however, a few years off. We're hoping to see it get up and running, all things going well, later this year in terms of construction.
This would
fill
the gap.
But certainly in the meantime, there's
a
gap there, which is really important that we actually provide that connectivity.
Well, look, let's find out what Paul Murphy thinks about all of this. You would hardly deny a region that isn't well served by either rail or road, because we know about the infrastructure as outlined by Charlie McConlogue there. You'd hardly deny them this service, would you, Paul?
Look, we're in a climate emergency. We're now at a 70% chance of hitting sustained 1.5 degrees level of warming globally by 2030. Like you said, the EPA reported yesterday that Ireland is disastrously failing. I mean, we have this supposedly legally binding target of 51% reductions by 2030. That's only 5 years away now. And yet we're currently set for a 9% reduction if existing measures are fully implemented, which they're not currently being. And flying is the most environmentally damaging way of traveling. Short haul flights are the most damaging flights because of the extra fuel burned in terms of takeoff and landing. So the idea that the state should be positively encouraging and the public should be paying extra for the promotion of short haul routes in Ireland, I think is just madness and is another illustration of a government that has entirely given up on the climate crisis. Mm-hmm. I mean, the answer is we need connectivity, no question about it. The answer is rail. You look at the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review, and that is recommending high-speed rail lines across the country, including to Derry. If you had a train line running from Dublin to Derry at 200 kilometres an hour, which is what is recommended, and that's low high speed, actually, that's an hour and 20 minutes. And the benefit of rail is that you don't have to go through security. You don't have to travel out to the airport. You get directly from the middle of a city to the middle of another city. That is the answer. That's what the government should focus on.
But Charlie McConnell is telling us this flight could be up and running by the end of next year. How long will it take to get that rail past Sligo?
Well, there's a question there for the government. I mean, so far we have this rail review and there's no progress on it particularly. It seems to be sitting on the shelf. So that's what I would like to see a focus from the government on, is that there is agreement in the rail review that this will be jointly funded by the South and the North, that it will be funded over a period of about 20 years. And that's what we have to prioritise. In the short term, if we have money, as we should have money to pay public service obligations, we should have a direct bus route. You shouldn't have to go to the airport to get a direct bus to Derry. You should be able to get it directly from the city centre. We should be subsidising those services. But I mean, promoting short haul flights is just going in exactly the opposite direction. Okay. In France, for example, they've banned short haul flights where there are alternative rail routes in place.
Where there are alternatives. And if you look at the rules in France, they would be allowing you to go ahead with this route according to their rules.
They would, but doesn't it illustrate the point that we shouldn't be promoting more short-haul flights, we should be trying to replace existing short-haul flights with putting train alternatives in place. Mm-hmm. We have to act as if it's a climate emergency, because it is a climate emergency, and this flies directly in the face of the kind of rhetorical commitment to doing something about climate change, but when it actually comes to policy day by day, it's utterly forgotten about.
All right, what do you say to that, Charlie?
Well, listen, I mean, I'm a big supporter of looking to see how we can develop rail to the northwest, and welcome the fact that for the first time last year, we now have a rail link in the long-term plan to get to Donegal. I'm a big supporter as well of developing the A5 road, and I hope over the next few years we will see that, potentially be able to, when that is fully built, be able to get to Derry and Donegal within 2 to 2.5 hours. That would be a great step forward. But we're not going to wait in the northwest, nor should we have to, for 20 years or 10 or 20 years, which is the time frame Paul gave there for rail to be built. We need that connectivity now. And balanced regional development is really important. It's been great to see the diversity of jobs in Donegal. That's something we want to see continue. Connectivity is important in relation to being able to generate and further generate that. That's why we should utilise the resources we have at the moment. We're not talking about building a new airport here. We're looking about utilising an existing airport where the investment has been made, where the staff are there, by actually putting on another flight which helps connect, bring connections, good connectivity across our island, mm-hmm. good connectivity for the Northwest, yeah. And something we can do in the very, very short term, and certainly it's something the Northwest needs. And it's not something people will be doing every day, Claire. People will still be travelling by car, and we hope to have the A5 and running soon, but it's an important element of the transport connection to a region.
But you're a big fan of the regional flights, because people might be able to hear you're in the airport at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm actually taking a flight to Killarney this morning to visit the department offices in Killarney and to visit a number of sports clubs there. It's actually the first regional flight I've taken in a couple of years. Coincidentally, it happens to be the morning I'm speaking to yourself. Yeah. But again, it's important for that region. And I certainly hope very shortly now that we'll be able to do the same for Derry and Donegal.
But even if you were to go in the car, you would be emitting 85 kilograms of CO2 on your trip, right? That's a car journey now, which wouldn't be be the best, according to many people, driven by fossil fuel. Going on the plane means it's 123 kilograms of CO2.
Yeah, so listen, I mean, there you go. I mean, and obviously the number of people in a car is determined as well of what the carbon per person is. Mm-hmm. But I mean, so it's about 50% more. But listen, this isn't something that people will be taking every day, but it's a really important part of the connectivity suite for a region and something we in the Northwest require to be able to maintain our population and to be able to grow our population, have balanced regional development, have balanced jobs coming as well. And that, of course, helps reduce emissions.
But
let's say, for example, in terms of congestion
right.
in Dublin,
but
where people are commuting to work stuck on traffic, and it helps avoid that aspect as well.
We get to 2030 and we're levelled with, at the worst, €26 billion euro in fines for missing our climate change targets. Will you be as brave about defending regional flights at that point?
Well, first of all, I think that there's very significant work underway and progress being made. So that EPA report that you referred to and Paul referred to there showed that last year we reduced our emissions across our economy by 6%, and they're now at the lowest they've been in 30 years, below the 1990 baseline. So we're making progress. We have to ramp that up further and see even more progress made, and that's going to be important. But that's something the government is really committed to. But helping that, we'll be making sure we have a balanced island economy. I want to see the A5 completed. I want to see the rail come in due course as well and in the best time frame possible to the northwest. I want to see the 10T road projects in Donegal, such as the Letterkenny bypass and the Balbafaith and Northern bypass and the Bonnygee link, developed to open up our county so that we can have balanced regional development and population growth in Donegal. But what we need to do in the meantime is utilise the resources we have and which we can do to deliver connectivity now, such as making sure we open up a new flight to Derry.
Right.
And I think it makes absolute sense and it's something we need to push on.
So, Paul, I mean, asking people to wait for rail does seem like a big ask. I mean, you mentioned 20 years there at one point, which Charlie has rightly raised as really it's just unacceptable for most people. But also there's the element of cost, Paul. If we look at the Dublin Metro, the estimated cost is over 20 billion. This one, a new rail line estimated in the All-Ireland Strategic Review would cost 37 billion euro for all of the rail line that needs to be laid. Is it a feasible solution and is it sensible and reasonable to ask people to wait? Don't have your regional flights, you've got to wait for the rail.
Absolutely it is. So firstly, in terms of money, yes, the 35 to 37 billion, that's for every major city in Ireland being connected by high-speed rail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course we should have that. Plenty of other European countries have that. And the review itself suggests that the economic benefits of that is 20 billion euros. We know we're running record surpluses at the moment. We know we have the Apple tax money. This is precisely what we should be investing in, which is going to improve people's lives and dramatically reduce carbon emissions. I agree 100%. We should not be waiting 10-20 years. Charlie's the one in the government, and I suggest that their focus should be on rolling this out as quickly as is possible. I mean, the difference, flying a short-haul flight versus a high-speed rail line, it's about 50 times worse for the environment to take a short-haul flight. I also think it's much more comfortable to travel in train. It's going to be much quicker to travel by train because it's going to get you from city centre to city centre. This is what our focus should be on. And we just there's this disconnect between saying, oh, we're making some progress. Okay, we're making 6% progress when we're halfway through to 2030, when we're meant to be at 51%. And otherwise, it's going to cost people in this country billions of euros in fines. They're saying with progress, but then in reality saying, well, actually, we'll go in the opposite direction. We'll have more emissions by encouraging and the state paying for and subsidising short-haul flights within Ireland.
But this may be a case, Paul, where you have to compromise and you have to say we need to support a region's needs in the immediate term, possibly through these regional flights, while also aggressively pursuing climate mitigation efforts.
The science doesn't compromise, the planet doesn't compromise. You know, the planet doesn't care that you're emitting all these emissions in terms of short-haul flights over here. But don't worry, you've said that sometime in the future you're going to deal with it. They have an impact immediately, and there are like extra bad impacts in terms of flights because of the fact it's being, you know, it's up in the atmosphere immediately and therefore lasts for a long time and so on. The answer is invest in rail now as quickly as possible. And in the short term, yes, invest in more direct bus routes, city centre to city centre, and invest in like regional investment in general. But flights is not part of, okay, of the answer, and the public shouldn't be paying for it.
Thank you both. Paul Murphy from People Before Profit Solidarity and Charlie McConnellove, who is Minister of State and TD for Donegal.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.